We are less than 60 days away from the presidential election. Are you excited or are you scared out of your wits? America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalegi.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Our guest this hour is actress Jennifer Blake. We've had Jennifer on before. We're going to talk about her musical, MacReady the Musical. She stars in it. She is one of the co-writers. It follows the tragic story of country singer Mindy MacReady, who passed away very young back in the 1990s. It's a very interesting show, and we'll talk all about it with actress Jennifer Blake. Then it'll be this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film Hands of Stone. Then we'll talk about how America has more self-storage facilities than McDonald's locations. Roll that around your head for a while. What do we have in this country, more junk or more Big Macs? And then Kate James will stop by, and we are going to play the fake news headline game with Kate this week. We'll see how well Kate does. I think she's going to do pretty well, but that's just me. We start things off this hour with, yes, the presidential election now in full sight. It is just down the road. We are inside of 60 days to the big day. All right, we're past Labor Day, and now everyone starts to pay attention because now it is real. We're coming up on the first presidential debate, and we are now sitting here realizing what our choices really, really are. I'm not going to say anything about anyone's particular politics. You don't know my politics. You don't know if I'm voting for Trump, if I'm voting for Hillary, or if I'm voting for Charlie Sheen. You have no idea, and that's the way it should be. But let's take a look at each of these candidates. How about right off the top, let's look at Gary Johnson, the Libertarian, who really stepped into this week. He was on Morning Joe on Thursday morning. Mike Barnicle asked him about Aleppo. Of course, the situation in Syria. What's Aleppo? No, I mean it. What's Aleppo? The guy has no clue. And you cannot run a presidential campaign on wanting to put weed in everyone's cabinet. So goodbye, Gary Johnson. But some polls say he's got 10% of the vote, which is scary in and of itself. All right, let's look first at Donald Trump. No matter what your politics are, let's look at the qualifications of both Trump and Clinton. Donald Trump, media megalomaniac, real estate mogul. Who knows how much money he has? He says he has $9 billion. He's filed for bankruptcy, da-da-da-da-da. More interested on being on TV pretty much over the past 10 years. Wanted to own a football team with the USFL, and that fell apart back in the 80s. His personal life's been all over the New York Post for years and years and years, and that's just the way he wanted it. Is he qualified to be president? Hillary Clinton. Okay. She married Bill Clinton. Okay. And then after that, she became a senator from New York. How? Because Daniel Patrick Moynihan decided he was going to retire. It was a seat that no Republican would win. So Hillary moved to New York, put on a Yankee cap for a couple of weeks, said she was a native New Yorker at heart and won a Senate seat, and then ran for president and failed miserably in the primaries against Barack Obama. She endorsed President Obama, and President Obama made her Secretary of State. That's how she got that job. And the jury is still out as to how well she did in that job. So what are her true qualifications? So really, let's take a look at these two choices. Think about what we have in this country. We have some of the greatest intellectual talent that the world has ever created. Look at the ingenuity. Look at the things that are created in this country in terms of medicine, in terms of technology. Hundreds of millions of people. Are these the two best people we could find for the most important job in the world? What does it say that someone with an incredible intellectual acumen and ability wants no part of running for a political office? Because politics isn't really about serving the public. It's about serving yourself. And this narcissistic career that we call politics. And that's what it is. So when you go into that voting booth in November, are you truly confident when you pull that lever for Trump or for Clinton or for Gary Johnson or for Charlie Sheen? I'm not. Stay with us. Jennifer Blake is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America. American Biker Minute. One's urge to dismiss any new invention as a dumb idea will invite some to tag you as a Luddite, even if this invention is a smartphone built into a motorcycle windshield. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Reviewers describe it in glowing terms like simple and smart, virtual dashboard, navigation safely in your periphery while you're on the open road. Show of hands from the people who would like their windshield to remind them to call the boss, even though forgetting about work is a prime reason we ride. For the few who will attempt to navigate with a windshield that signals phone calls, accepts texts, and surfs the net, try to remember the reason you bought a motorcycle to begin with. American Biker Minute. Transport to the open road on two wheels.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Recently, Jack was diagnosed with narcolepsy after falling asleep at the wheel and crashing into a streetlight. Narcolepsy is a sleep disorder which can cause a person to fall asleep at inappropriate times. Since Jack now has medication for his disorder, he's decided to keep driving. But isn't this dangerous? Legally, is a narcoleptic even allowed to drive? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
If a doctor has prescribed medication to correct a disorder, then the state views the disorder as corrected. In this case, even a narcoleptic can legally drive. And that's the final verdict.